Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Are you there?
I am here.
Testing. One, two. Sorry about that. Not sure what happened. All right. So I don't know if you listened to the monologue, but I kind of had mixed feelings about what I saw in this. I think Tyreek Hill was a D. I think the officer certainly was a D. You can use your imagination there. I think you know what I'm talking about. But your thoughts as law enforcement. I mean, you might be on the side that says, look, he didn't comply, so the cop was fine. But I'm curious here.
No, I'm gonna criticize both sides.
Yeah.
Here. And I have seen it. And I know a lot about this police department, Mark. You've heard me talk about their staffing levels. Remember, I did their last accreditation assessment 6 months ago, and I talked about how few vacancies, 3,200 sworn officers at Miami-Dade, and they were only three short. So, you know, that's the question is, you know, what are they doing differently? But so I know this department well. I know they do a ton of de-escalation training. Obviously, the officers didn't employ that training during this traffic stop.
No, they did not. Not the one guy. I mean, the other two guys might have, but not the one dude.
Remember, there was at least four officers there. At least there were four motorcycles, so I assume there were four officers there. And really, the one guy was pretty much, instead of de-escalating, he escalated it. However, if this would have gone from the beginning the way it should have,
that's right,
where they would have followed the officer's orders. You know, the Supreme Court made that clear back in 1977 in Pennsylvania versus Mims. If an officer asks you to step out of the car, you have to, you know, for the safety of the officer, among other things. You can't say, no, I'm not going to do it or refuse to do it. And that's really what touched this off. Now, that doesn't excuse the actions of the one officer. You know, he was very aggressive. There's no doubt of that. And my guess is, you know, I've seen people online talking about he should lose his job and things like that. You know what? This isn't a fireable offense. It's certainly a retrainable and probably a discipline offense on that part of the officer. But in this particular case, it never should have gotten that far. And we've seen this time and time again that that's how these things get started.
Should he have been cuffed in this instance and put on the ground? That's the other thing that was a little confusing to me.
Yeah, you certainly can for your protection until you feel comfortable for your safety. It's not technically an arrest. It's a detention. That's what they were doing. They were detaining him. And it sounds to me, you know, after the fact, they uncuffed him, handed him his two tickets, and he went on his way. So, you know, apparently he was driving pretty bad. You know, careless and imprudent driving was one of the tickets, and the other was a no seatbelt. So it'll be interesting to see how this all ends up in court. But, you know, the director there, Stephanie Daniels, is the chief of police. She's called the director. She's a pretty thorough individual, and my guess is, you know, she started the internal affairs investigation. I think they'll do a fair assessment of this, and my guess is that officer will be disciplined.
Right, and I think that's appropriate. But let's go back to Tyreek Hill, because I do think we got to focus on his behavior just a little bit. Look, the guy's worth millions of dollars. He doesn't care about a traffic ticket, right? So he basically says, just do your thing and let me get to the game. And that's fine. He can have that attitude. But on the other hand, there might be some safety issues here, like you were indicating. It wasn't just speeding. It was careless and imprudent driving. The seatbelt thing is after the fact. That's his own deal as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, with the Dolphins coming out, making this all about systemic racism, not talking about how maybe one of their fans could have been taken out by one of their players driving into the game, I think there's some responsibility there as well.
Sure. You know what they should have done is when they got together with him, when he got to the stadium, their attorney or their PIO or whoever it might be, say, okay, now, Tyree, before we start talking about this, you know all those cops had to have body cameras on them. So let's make sure you don't say or do something that you would be embarrassed about when the video comes out. Now, I will tell you that Miami-Dade doesn't normally release video that quickly. So that when they said they were going to release the video, I said, this must show a little bit. It's not as bad as Tyree made it sound like. Although it did expose that one officer's aggressive actions.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's how cameras work. They show the good and the bad.
Sue, you remember yesterday, when we were talking about this yesterday, I told Sue, I said, just release the damn body cams because that can solve so much. And yeah, it didn't reflect well on the one officer, but that was the best thing they could have done. Get that out there and showed people what really happened.
That's right. And I'm glad they did that. And like I said, she's a pretty progressive police chief, and I don't mean that negatively. So it'd be interesting to see how the investigation comes out and what happens as far as a conclusion comes along.
So let me ask you, while I have you here, a couple of questions. Do you know if you have another update or a further update on what happened with Dennis Hancock, who replaced you on the St. Louis County Council? We had this moment from a couple of weeks ago where he was being prevented from even being on the council with this move by Sam Page. That's kind of gone quiet here the last couple of weeks. Is there an update?
That's right. The only thing I could tell you that is an update goes is he was sued by Wesley Bell in his official capacity as a councilman, and that's sort of quo warranto. It's a lawsuit, basically. So tonight on the council agenda is a legislative item from Dennis Hancock asking the council to approve an outside lawyer to represent him in this case. And I know your good friend Lisa Clancy's already weighed in on that on Twitter and said, wait a minute, you know, we're going to have the taxpayers pay for this? You mean like the taxpayers paid when she tried to usurp the council chair seat that cost the county over $300,000 in lawyers' fees because she wanted to be the chair and let Rochelle Walton Gray vote past the end of her term? So, you know, Lisa Clancy. So my guess is what's going to happen is this will be dragged out for a while until the council. My guess is they're going to, the four members that are favorable to the councilman Hancock will vote in favor of that. Sam Page will probably veto it. They don't have a fifth vote to override because Ernie Trakas will always stick with Sam Page, and he dislikes Dennis Hancock anyway. So my guess is it'll be just like, you know, we had to do during the chair-vice chair fight on the council. The judge had to order the county to provide an attorney to us, and my guess is the judge will probably have to take that up again with Dennis Hancock as order the county to pay for his attorney.
Have you popped your popcorn for the debate tonight? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting. I will be at a debate, not yours, but I'll be at a different debate watch party. But it'll be very interesting to see how this works out. But I think at the end of the day, she's had a lot of practice. If she falls on her face tonight, it's her own fault.
Oh, no kidding. That's all she's been doing.
Like, it's not like she hasn't had a time to think of every question that could be asked if she didn't already receive them in advance. So we'll see how this goes.
I just really want, I haven't been to Europe moment either tonight. I hope that we get that or something
that
along those lines. But look, Trump's got his vulnerabilities as well. We know that. Chief, I appreciate coming on here this afternoon.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.